This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. Several European Union countries began vaccinating against COVID-19 on Sunday. In Italy, a nurse, a university professor, and a doctor were the first people to receive the initial vaccine dose at a hospital in Rome. In Spain, the vaccination began at Los Olmos Nursing Home in Guadalajara. In the Czech Republic, the prime minister was among the first people inoculated. And on Saturday, a 101-year-old retirement home resident became the first person vaccinated in Germany. In Slovakia, the first inoculation went to an infectious disease specialist. The first shipments of the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine were limited to 10,000 doses in most EU countries. Each nation decides its own vaccination program. A fast food restaurant discovered at Pompeii in Italy is now completely excavated, helping to reveal the favorite dishes of citizens of the ancient Roman city destroyed by the eruption of Vesuvius in 79 AD. Pompeii Archaeological Park's longtime chief, Massimo Osanna, said Saturday that while some 80 such fast food sites have been found at Pompeii, it is the first time such an establishment has been entirely excavated. Plant and animal specialists are analyzing remains from the site. The business was decorated with frescoes depicting animals and mythical creatures. For more on these and other stories making international news headlines today, we invite you to visit our website. That's voanews.com. Or you can download our easy-to-use app to your mobile device. This is VOA News. As the year end approaches, we look back at some of the stories which have played out in 2020, all against a backdrop of the global coronavirus pandemic. In Iran, the world holds its breath after top Iranian commander Qasem Soleimani is killed in a U.S. drone strike in Iraq on January 3rd, days after pro-Iranian protesters stormed the U.S. Embassy in Baghdad. Iran retaliates by launching a volley of missiles at bases in Iraq housing U.S. troops. The same day, it shoots down a Ukrainian passenger plane in error shortly after takeoff from Tehran, killing all 176 people on board. Tensions mount again at the end of November when Iran's top nuclear scientist is assassinated, with Tehran blaming Israel. Britain becomes the first country to leave the European Union on January 31st following its 2016 Brexit referendum, but crucial talks on future ties and trade with the bloc drag on for months, breaking deadline after deadline as negotiators try to avert a hard Brexit before a last-minute deal is reached on Christmas Eve. While British Prime Minister Boris Johnson claims victory, Scotland's anti-Brexit leader Nicola Sturgeon says its future is an independent European nation. The U.S. and the Taliban sign a deal in Doha on February 29th, with all foreign forces to quit Afghanistan by May 2021 after nearly two decades of war. Talks between the Afghan government and insurgents start in September, but fighting rages on as the Taliban launch attack after attack and a string of civil society figures are assassinated. The Pentagon is due to pull 2,000 of 4,500 U.S. soldiers out of the country by January 15th of 2021. In the United States, the killing of George Floyd, a 46-year-old African-American man, by white police officers on May 25th in the city of Minneapolis sparks protests across the country and inspires anti-racism rallies around the world. The Black Lives Matter movement leads to a debate about race on a global scale. And in June in Hong Kong, a year after a massive wave of demonstrations, China imposes a sweeping new security law on Hong Kong that opponents say undermine the semi-autonomous city's civil liberties. Via remote, Laurel Bowman, VOA News. We'll be right back.